Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins. An affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Everett Field in Benton, teams are just completing their warm-ups, getting ready for the second half of this 6A West Conference matchup. Again, these 4-2 Benton Panthers, 3-0 in the conference. They've got a 21-7 lead on Mountain Home. Mountain Home will get the footballs to start the second half after deferring. Tobias, this could be the biggest drive of the game.
It could be. It's going to be a dogfight all the way to the end, Sonny. I'm excited, man. This game has been great up to this point, and I'm excited for the second half.
Touchdown here could really, you know, put pressure back on Benton. You know, Benton kind of, I won't say they got lackadaisical or anything. Bombers made good defensive adjustments and have kept it within striking distance.
Any great coach is going to tell them at the half to come out and to set the tone right off the gate for the second half. I really look for them to dig in their arsenal, and they've had some great successes and certain wrinkles in the plays tonight. I look for them to put on some points here in this first drive.
Yeah, actually, this game has been a little more low scoring. There have been some shootouts for Benton so far. Just looking at their game scores. Let's see. They lost a game 35-28. To Catholic. They beat Russellville 47-40. They shut out Solomon Springs 42-0. They beat Parkview last week 30-20, and that's a good Parkview club. Mountain Home doing, you know, pretty decent job of shutting that offense, keeping a little more in check. They're giving a short field, you know. Turnovers have been a problem tonight for the Bombers.
You're right. They've had some stuff not go their way, too. You know, they're averaging, Ben's averaging 33 points a game. So it seems to be on track. The Mountain Home's doing a good job of keeping them below that. So defense has got to continue to play well. Offense has got to find a way to score and to continue scoring. And I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think we're in for a dogfight.
How do you think the Bombers have handled this 3-3 stack so far?
So far, good. They still seem to be a little confused. I know they faced that last week as well. The 3-3 stack is not an easy defense to block. And, you know, there's a lot of time, like I said, you just got to stick to your assignments and just trust that, you know, that you're going to scrape and go up to the second level and make plays. It can be difficult, but I started to see, especially towards the end of that half, the Bombers starting to find wrinkles and find things in there where there are opportunities to score yards. So look for big opportunities here in the second half.
All right, we're ready to kick off the second half. Brian Araujo on the kick for the Panthers. He's got a big approach, big leg, and he kicks, gets a high, and then we have flags all over the place here.
There's a flag on the play.
I don't think it's possible to draw a flag for the receiving team, is it, Tobias?
I've never seen it. Not sure what they're going to call here.
White Hat is walking over toward the Benton sidelines. They're pointing at Benton. The Panthers are picking up the tee and going to move it 5 yards back. So our choices would, I think, the only ones you can have.
Against the Panthers, offsides.
Offsides on the kick. Got a little microphone. If we listen, I guess we'll hear the call a little better. Stop talking. But so Araujo is going to back it up 5 yards and kick it off again, from this time from his 35. The last kick, he popped it down to about the Bomber 20, so the Bombers have adjusted the return team. You've got Logan Walker standing in the middle on his 15. You have three men in front of him spread out at about the 27, and the Bombers awaiting this kick. A little explaining with Coach Harris and the crew over there on the Benton sideline about how that went down, and let's do it all over again.
The kicker stutter stepped before he kicked it, and I think his guy just crossed the line of scrimmage before he did. I think it threw the timing off of the entire kick. Look for it again here. He's trying to pooch kick. He's trying to do something, kind of pop it up there. But yeah. I like the adjustment the Bombers have made here.
He's getting a big run at it, though. A lot of times when you pooch, you do it from a shorter approach. But he's got the big run. Let's see if he tries to kick it deep this time.
This is a different style. He's back 5 more yards than he was originally.
Okay. Araujo Looks like he's ready. He's waiting. He makes the signal, approaches the football, and the kick. And he almost jumped off sides again. This time Walker is driven back to the 14. He's got the ball. He's going to head up the middle. And he's got a running lane. And he's out to the about the 40-yard line. Logan Walker with the big return.
Special teams set the tone there coming out. Walker did a good job. He had a nice huge lane to run through. Getting good field position for the Bombers offense to start here.
I don't know if you've been able to see, the Bombers have been really successful in the return game. Not breaking the big hitters, but consistent, good gains, good field position. Mount Home going to start at the 40-yard line. They've got double receivers to the top and bottom. Twins left and right, as we called them back in our day. McKay flanked with Hershberger in the shotgun. Officials taking their time setting up. And getting ready to go. McKay looks to the sideline. Looks at Coach Darren Acklin, the offensive coordinator, for a call. And now the officials are talking some more and have taken a brief time to talk. And, boy, these guys are having a little trouble.
Something, yeah, they're just off from the beginning. These officials discussing. I think the players and the coaches are ready to go, but the officials still talking.
Yeah, the Bombers over here doing a little jumping jacks, calisthenics, trying to get those legs loose. All right, let's try it now. First and 10 from the Bombers from their own 40-yard line. McKay takes the snap. He drops straight back to pass and throws one deep. He's looking for Tabor, and it's underthrown. It actually kind of split the difference between Tabor and the trail receiver. Was that Walker both running on the same side? That's the first time we've seen them running routes on the same side and just kind of no man's land. A little too much air under that, Tobias?
I think so. I mean, they split that route. He's got a short option. He's got a long option. I think he wanted it the long option. He just threw it a little short.
All right, second and 10 from the Bombers from the 40. McKay takes the snap, hands it up to Hershberger, who busts straight up the middle of that 3-3 stack defense. He is into Benton territory with the quick hitter. It is a first down at the 48 after a 12-yard pickup.
One of the things I love about Hershberger, Sonny, is he is a downhill runner. He hits that hole at full speed. By the time he hits the line of scrimmage, he's full go.
Bombers back to the line of scrimmage quickly. They put it in the belly of Hershberger and pull it out with McKay. He's going to go around the left end. He's going to stutter step. He's going to have about a 2 to 3 yard pickup depending on the spot. They're going to give him the 46. That is a 2 yard pickup, second and 8 for the Bombers. Bombers shifting personnel around, different personnel groupings going.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back to Benton. Sorry for the technical difficulty. Missed one incomplete pass play, and then the Bombers on 3rd and 8. They try the quarterback draw, and Benton sniffs that out and throws Bryce McKay for no gain. Or they're going to give him a yard, but it's going to bring out 4th and 8 for the Bombers. They go into the quick kick position. Kick is away. Nobody back for Benton. This is going to hit and bound and go inside the 10-yard line, all the way inside the 5, and it's going to be downed at the 4-yard line. Nice kick for the Bombers.
Great kick for the Bombers, and if you're not going to score a touchdown, you couldn't ask for a better field position for a great opportunity here for the defense.
All right, pin them deep. Bombers
Looks like they're going to start on about the four-yard line, Sonny. Benton's got a long way to go. Excited about the defense. I feel like we've been a step or two away several times from a pick.
Yeah, the couple had to go off the hands, had two defenders that just couldn't hold that ball in. First and 10, deep in their own territory at the four-yard line. Browns in the backfield with Johnson. In the snap, he fakes it again, and he throws out to the left side, and he hauls it in on a little kind of stick out route. That was a nice catch by Dennis, who hauls it in, and he is going to take it out to the 6 yard line for, I'm sorry, to the 8 yard line. That's a 4 yard gain, second and 6. Benton at it again. They hand it off to Johnson. He's going to power his way forward. He's out past the 10. He's going to be short of the first down, but it's going to be third and short for the Panthers. See where they spot this.
Bombers defense with a big stop there.
Spot it at the 12, 4 yard gain, and it is going to be third down for Benton, third and 2. Browns in the shotgun, flanked with Johnson. They're going to speed option to the right. Flip it out to Johnson, and the Bombers swarm the football and stop him short of the line to gain.
Huge play for the defense there, Sonny. Big stop by the Bombers. They just weren't going to let him have it, taking it physically from them. That's what we're seeing as the Bombers on a more physical play. One of the best physical plays I think I've seen the defense make all night.
That is no gain, folks. Fourth and 2, deep in their own territory at the 12-yard line. Benton lines up in punt formation. They send Araujo in to kick, but will they kick it?
They're sending everybody.
The snap is high. He pulls it in, gets the kick off, and drives it downfield. Logan Walker makes the catch, and then he has his feet taken out from under him at the Bomber 49-yard line. Let me correct myself. Brady Barnett back on that. Is that 8 or 6?
6.
That is Walker. Sorry about that. 8 and 6. Hey, look, we got a film over this window.
It
doesn't
it
open
difficult.
The right way. Yeah, it's a little bit wonky.
If Walker doesn't slip on the eye of the Panther there, you know, he had a lot of green space in front of him, Sonny.
All right, first and 10 from the Mountain Home 49. The Bombers on their second possession of the second half, looking to make this a 7-point ball game. He's going to hand it inside to Hershberger, who busts it into Benton territory. He's going to pick up a nice little 3 to 4 yard gain. Now we're going to spot it down to the 47. That's a 4 yard gain, second and 6. What do you think, Tobias? You like the fact that Mountain Home's trying to grind it a little bit?
I do. I think that they're just, I think they're more physical than Benton. I mean, that's the way it looks so far. They're getting 2, 3, 4 yards a pop here. I say grind them up.
All right, he fakes the handoff, flips it out. This time Tabor's got it. He pulls it in, and he's going to rumble his way ahead and make it to a very short situation. We're going to spot this down to the Benton 41. That is a 6-yard gain, bringing up 3rd and 2. We've been talking about getting Tabor that pass in his possession, and they're finally able to do it.
Finally hooking up. That's been there all night and just hadn't been able to connect, so he's a nice big target to throw to.
3rd and 2 for the Bombers. Shotgun. McKay's going to keep it himself, and he is going to get swarmed in the backfield for a loss. That is a 2-yard loss. Boy, he took that around the right end, and there was just not a thing there.
He did. Benton gambles there. They spent actually looks like two guys in a spy position. They were all over McKay there just making a play.
4th and 5 from the 43, and the Bombers are lined up to go for it. And now McKay drops back in a potential punt formation. He will kick the football. Gets off a little kick off the side of his foot, but it's going to take a great Mountain Home roll and go out at about the 3 or 4 yard line.
I like this decision.
That's another great kick by McKay, getting that great roll, pinning Benton deep. You know, of course, that cuts down on Benton's aggressiveness a little bit as well.
It does. It keeps him having to work with the long field. And Mountain Home did a good job stopping that last time. Let's see if they can continue up. Looks like the officials are talking about something down there.
They've talked about something about on every play. They're going to mark that at the 4-yard line. I think they're trying to decide if they wanted the 3 or the 4, and they're going to pick the 4. But Benton backed up deep in their own territory. Boy, a bad snap or something like that would be
a big help right now.
Yeah, beneficial for the Bombers. Benton has played mistake-free football so far, but let's jinx him on that. Brown, he's in the end zone, takes the snap. He's going to hand it to Johnson. Johnson jukes and jives his way up to the 10-yard line. He's going to get a 6-yard gainer and cut that down to second and four and give the Panthers a little breathing room.
He's a shifty back. He definitely moves well in that pocket and can run up there. It's hard to tackle him.
Benton's brought in while we're calling a king back, kind of an up fullback right under the guard's tail, and he is lead blocking. But this time they're going to fling it out again on the right side on that quick out pass. Hauled in. Bombers bring him down after a short gain, but it's going to go out to about the 25 and pick up the first down.
Colby Lockhart making a play there on the outside. He doesn't hold on to him there. That guy's off to the races. So good play there by Colby.
First down at the 27. That is a 17-yard gain when it's done. Brown pumps, throws deep, looking, and no good. The receiver had it in his hands, went to the ground, and could not complete the catch.
And there's some laundry on the field from the umpire on the opposite side.
I do see it now. That is looking in a bad spot if you're the Bombers.
It is. It looks like a little bit of content.
And that's the call. Pass interference against the Bombers. It's going to give them 15. And first down, and should move that out to about the 42. See if, when they get done stepping, if they stop where they should. They don't. They go to the 43. So, good night for Benton with the officials, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's what you don't want right there. You don't want to give up pass interference.
All right, Brown back, takes the snap, puts it in the gut of Johnson, and Johnson is free up the middle, rumbling through the Bomber linebackers and into the secondary. He's going to get it out to the 45, and Mountain Home, I think, has just drawn a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and possibly another.
I don't know what the running back said or what kind of contact was made. Something happened after the play. It looked like he might have stepped on him. The Bombers are coming to the rescue. Those the referees talk it over right now.
There's two sets of flags thrown, and one on the play with the contact, and then another back down the field. And some of the Bombers are holding back one of their teammates, trying to get him to calm down just a little bit. Like I said, we could be looking at a double personal foul. Could look at offsetting penalties. We're going to have to let these guys sort this one out. And obviously, kind of a mess going on. I'm not so sure. They always get the guy who retaliates, Tobias, and I'm not sure if that wasn't the situation there in the defensive backfield. We had a little shove, perhaps. Let's see. The officials taking their time discussing this on what's going on.
I'm not sure either, but I think Colby Lockhart just got an earful from Coach Airy. I don't know what he was saying to him, but his finger and his head were nodding that he got an earful. So I'm not sure what happened there. I really think he kind of looked like he got stepped on after the play, and it looked deliberate.
All right. Official still talking this over. Two sets of flags down, one toward the Bombers, one toward the Panthers. The official's about to make the call. Personal foul.
Personal foul against the Bombers. Personal foul against the Panthers.
They're going to offset them. Personal fouls on both teams. So,
unsportsmanlike conduct against the Bombers.
And then a third penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Bombers. Those first two, now they're going to cancel each other out and offset. But then they're going to get 15 yards on top of that play. So,
Aaron wants an explanation. He's calling over the wide hat. I'm not sure what happened there, Sonny. But
well, I know what happened, and I'd rather not put a young man in a bad situation. But you got to maintain your cool here, and cooler heads did not prevail at that time. So, let's see what we're discussing now. We're checking with Andre Lane. That is. With his helmet, and having a little talk with him, and talking in the middle, and this thing has kind of turned into a little.
When you're down 21-7, you know it's all here on the line. I mean, this is a big play. This is a
Yeah, you got to stop this drive. There's a big difference between a 28-7 and 21-7 or a 21-14 game. 6:21 left in the third quarter as we finally look like we might get back to play. I think they're trying to decide if somebody's ejected.
That's, you know, and that's, you make a great point. I was looking to make sure there was not a player ejected. That's the last thing you want in a situation like this.
Yeah, so they are talking about this, trying to figure out what happened. And, boy, I don't know who they're talking to. Yeah. He's been talking to Coach Airy this whole time with the white hat. Now he's going to go back over and mark it ready for play. So we're going to move on. First and 10 from the Bomber 30 for the Panthers, looking for a big score to put this game away. Hand it off to Johnson. He heads around the left, and he gets around left end. He's going to pick up 5 yards. Had a chance to stop him for no gain and slithered out of the tackle.
Bombers benefit from that little break there. They get a chance to kind of catch their breath. You know, we know Ben moves so fast. So I think this actually benefits the Bombers.
Benton, second and 5 from the Mountain Home 25, just inside the Mountain Home 25. Brown takes the snap, and he has a motion man back in front. That's Andre Lane on a little jet sweep action, but the Bombers sniff it out. Is that Moses Adams? I'm trying to great.
It's hard to tell, Sonny, because so many Bombers are doing a great job flying to the football tonight. I mean, that's exactly what you want to see.
That is Colby Lockhart on the tackle coming up from that linebacker position. They're going to stop him 3 yards short. So we had a 2-yard gain. We've got the ball at the 23, third and 2 from the 23. Hands it to Johnson. Blown up in the backfield. Boje leads the charge. Opa Valdez is in there too. And boy, Colby Lockhart, they're going to throw him for a loss, Tobias.
Boje closed the light on that hole real fast, stuck him right in the middle, and pushed him right back in the hole. Great play by the defense.
That is a 4-yard loss to the 27, 4th and 6 for the Panthers. They're going to line up and go for it. Brown drops back to pass. He's flush, rolls to the right, throws high, dropped. Turnover on down for Benton. Mountain Home defense hold.
And Sonny, you feel that momentum starting to shift as the Bombers make a great defensive stand there, keeping Bent out of the end zone. Great job, Bombers. Great pass breakup. Yeah, now the offense has got to go stick in the end zone.
That's exactly right. Now you've got to turn this to the offensive side of the ball. The Bombers got to get something moving, but they do a great job overcoming the personal foul. They stop the Panthers to get the ball back and have a chance to go down and make this a one-score ball game. Hand off to Hershberger. He's up the middle, and he breaks free, and he gets the ball.
You got to let that dog eat, Sonny. You got to give Hershberger the ball and let him run. He's getting 3 to 4 yards a carry. Let that boy.
Yeah, he's out to the 33. That's actually a 7-yard gain, Tobias. 2nd and 3 for the Bombers. Now do you take a little shot? You got a short field to work with. Fakes it. He's going to pass. Throws it out to Tabor. Just off his hands. Again, the ball just a little low, but I bet Tabor's going to feel like he should have caught that football.
Hey, he's beating himself up. He should have hit him right in the hands, but third down, 3. They've been so close. You know, you see a guy like Tabor come back, and you want him to make those plays, and he's just kind of working the rust out. It's just going to take time, but he's in the right spot.
Tabor's back this week, but he's had 1 week of practice.
Yep.
So he has been out for a good 2 months, so it's going to take a while to develop that chemistry again. McKay, he's in the backfield with Hershberger, trips to the right. Solo receiver up top, drops back to pass, looks over the middle. The ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage. He was looking for Tabor again, but the ball redirected by the defender.
Redirected his offensive lineman there. You've got to get your hands inside, and you got to get that defensive lineman's hands down.
Yeah, they always tell you, Tobias, as a lineman, defensive lineman, get those hands up if you can't get there and something good might happen. And it did for Benton. That's going to force Mountain Home into a punting situation. McKay is dropping back in a straight punt formation. Punt team is on the field, dropping back for the Panthers. It's one of those speedy wide receivers. The kick is away. It's a little angled, but it's going to get hauled in. And he's going to actually fair catch that, get it in safely, and a little bit better field position for Benton. They're going to take over with 4:05 left in the third quarter at their own 38-yard line. First and 10, Panthers. Can the Bombers keep up the momentum on defense, Tobias?
We're getting ready to find out. I mean, it's moving so quick. They're making sure they're not sucking wind.
Again, taking their sweet time getting this ball ready to mark for play. Benton's ready, but the officials aren't. So the Panthers are being asked to hold up until the officials get themselves in position. Again, first and 10 from the 38. Brown at the controls of the Panthers. Johnson's been the back all night for Benton. They don't sub much, do they, Tobias?
They don't. They keep that one personnel grouping in there. They run it fast and furious, as fast as they can get plays the line of scrimmage.
Again, a discussion with the coaches. This time, Benton staff is on the football field talking it over. And again, the white hat runs out and spots the ball ready to play after whatever explanation he gave. And Brown is ready for the snap. He takes it and he rolls to his right, rolling that pocket. Fires out to the right, incomplete, a little bit behind the receiver that time as he slid to the ground. Second and 10, Standridge, the intended receiver for the Panthers. Good way to start the drive, Tobias. Put him in second and long.
That is. He's rolling out there. He never set his foot to throw the ball and just threw it in the turf.
All right, Bombers four-man defense in front, playing three linebackers. Brown takes it. He's going to flip over to Johnson, coming quickly out of the right side of the backfield, and Johnson lowers his head, puts a boom on a Bomber defender, but they're going to get him down, and boy, that's another great spot. It looks like from that spot, they're going to give him a first down. Let's see what they end up doing.
I don't know if this funky film is just looting our view of the spot or what's happening, but it sure looks like they're spotting the ball in some interesting places.
Yeah, they've spotted it up to the 48. I mean, it's touching the 48, the white line, and then they are going to give him first down. That's a 10-yard gain for Johnson. That's his biggest run of the night for Benton. Benton again, quick to the ball, ready to snap it. Brown takes the snap again, turns and fires outside. This time it's Standridge, and he's loose down the sideline, and he could go all the way. He's free. Patterson, he breaks Patterson's tackle and takes it to the house. Touchdown, 62 yards. Brown to Standridge, and the lead is 27-7. Benton, that's Trevor Standridge on the catch. 3:36 left to go in the third quarter. Araujo on to attempt the extra point. Big play. Standridge with the touchdown. Caught that ball short and got behind his blockers and worked his way downfield for the score. And the extra point is good. And it has swung Benton's way with momentum. 28-7, 3:36 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Araujo kicks off for the Benton Panthers, and the kick finds the end zone. The Mountain Home Bombers will start first and 10 at the 20 after the touchback. Tobias, the Bombers really got to get this offense on track.
They got to get the offense moving. We saw them move the ball, I think, pretty well so far. Just not been able to pick up any points.
McKay's in the shotgun, flanked by Hershberger. He's going to sprint out with the pass to the right side, flips it back inside, and overthrows his receiver too high for Logan Walker.
Bryce McKay's pass was incomplete.
Tough pass to throw on the run like that, isn't it?
It is a tough pass. It sailed. It seemed like a lot of his passes tonight are going high. You know, they're a different situation now with 3:31 left. They've got to make up some points and make them up quick.
Yeah, got to play faster, got to be a little more aggressive with the offense. The Bombers in a passing formation. Hershberger's in there with almost like a personal protector role, but he takes the handoff. No, it's a fake. McKay keeps it, rolls around to the right side. Is that a loose football, Tobias? Is that a beanbag we saw?
I thought it was a flag in there.
Well, he is stopped for no gain. Let's see what they're going to – is it a flag? Is it a beanbag? Is it nothing? We'll see.
Yeah, it's a flag.
All right, a flag on the play. Is Benton going to get back in the
– on the tackle.
It's on Benton. It's a five-yard penalty.
It's a flag on the play. Five-yard penalty face mask.
It's a incidental face mask against the Panthers. Second and five for the Bombers. Actually,
second down five.
Out at the 26, which should be second and four. But McKay's in the shotgun. He's getting ready for the snap. He's again that quick handoff to Hershberger. Hershberger's going to stutter step ahead for just a couple, 2-3 yards. We're going to have to see where the spot comes out. They're going to give him the 29. Spotted to the 29. That's a 3-yard gain. It's going to bring up third and one for the Bombers. Again, the handoff quickly to Hershberger. He's going to power his way through a small opening to get that first down. Get out to the 32 or the 33. Check the spot on that one. That's going to be out to the – they're going to give him the 33 on that one. Another nice run. 7-yard gain, actually. No, I'm sorry. That was from the 29. Has a 4-yard gain. Gets the first down. First and 10 from the 33 for the Bombers. Quickly moving along. Empty backfield. McKay jumps out. Fires the pass. Complete to the left side. Checking out the receiver. That's Anthony Mojica with his first catch of the night. And that's going to work the ball out. Two. See the spot. They're going to 40. It's out at the 40. It's a 7-yard pickup. Second and three for the Bombers. Be interesting to see if the Bombers get aggressive with this short field position. Going to hand it off to Hershberger. Hershberger cuts up the middle. He's going to power his way toward the first down. If you get the spot right, we'll have the first down out at the 44. We'll wait and see what happens here.
Hershberger doing a good job keeping his feet going, keeping his feet moving, driving there to get the first down.
He's not a very big kid, but he may be strongest pound for pound on this football team.
He's running well tonight.
First and 10 from the 44. They're going to fake the handoff this time to Hershberger. McKay keeps it, and there's nothing doing on that play. They might give him a yard to the 45. Really swarmed on that one. Are they playing a spy, Tobias?
It looked like it, and then he's holding on to that handoff just a little longer than I'd like for him to, personally. But I think he's trying to make a decision. They just can't play that outside so well.
All right. Second and long for the Bombers. McKay back to pass. He's looking to the right side. He's looking long. He's throwing for Mojica. And the ball is knocked away. That was a great defensive play by the Panthers.
Bryce McKay's pass was incomplete.
Put the ball in a good place there. Mojica made a good turn on the ball. Just couldn't quite reel it in. Hit him in the hands.
Good job. Well, the defender got a hand on it, didn't he? Knocked the ball away.
Yeah, it looks like he did, yeah.
Yeah, good defense. Not a lot you can do there. Third and 9 for the Bombers. Boy, the Bombers.
Third down.
1:23 left in the third quarter. Well, they need something good to happen for them to get back in this ball game. McKay. He's in the backfield all alone. Mountain Home with five receivers in the set. He hauls in the pass, flips it out to Hershberger. He's at the 50, the 45, rumbles ahead. And this should be enough for the first down. They're going to mark him down at the 43 of Benton. That's a nice 12-yard pickup on the reception by Hershberger. Bombers working fast. Tobias.
Hershberger's having a night here. It's a great catch, great yards after the catch.
He's done it with his feet and with his hands hauling in those key catches. All right, he's back in the backfield this time. A fake. It's the draw, the delayed handoff. Hershberger again running to the left side. He's going to get nice yardage. He's going to take it down to the 39 for a 4-yard gain. The Bombers really got something starting to move on this drive, Tobias.
They are. You've seen the defensive line of Benton. They got their hands on their hip. They're winded. Let's keep it going.
All right, Hershberger and McKay in the backfield. McKay readies himself for the snap. Two receivers to both sides. Drops back to pass. He's looking. Flush to the right. He's going to throw out and throw high. Intended for Logan Walker. But again, didn't get those feet set, and the ball sails high.
He had Hirschberger working his way back to him, trying to give it another option there to pass to. Just, I don't know, whatever reason, he's just been sailing him a little bit tonight, sending him over the head. I don't know what the deal is.
All right, third, now a longer play than you'd like. Third and six for the Bombers. They've got two plays to pick it up. McKay and Hirschberger in the backfield. They're running the quick option. He pitches it to Hirschberger. Hirschberger's loose, and he's down inside the 30. He's going to take that down to the 29, a 10-yard pickup. Boy, and I tell you, he pitched it as late as you could pitch it.
That's his very last moment pitch. Yeah, but they're riding on the tail of Hirschberger on this drive. Let's see what they'll do here.
All right, Bombers taking their time, looking over to Coach Darren Acklin, getting the call. Twin receivers to the bottom side, tight end and one single back. They're going to run that way, and a blitz comes flying through, and it's going to drop McKay for a big loss. That is back to the 35-yard line, and that is the final play of the third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.